The title of my sermon is God's Glory. What do you know about the glory of God? The word glory is used in regard to fame, honor, wealth, and reputation. With mankind, glory is something we seek, but with God, it is inherent. It is important for us to know what the glory of God actually is, how to partake of that glory, and how to give glory to God, to which He is entitled. He is entitled to be acknowledged for what He is, as our great and powerful Creator. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things, and by Your will they exist and were created. Revelation 4:11. So let's look at the manifestations of glory. God's glory is seen in what He does. For Him and through Him and to Him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Romans 11:36. It can be seen in the sunsets He creates and the vast expanse of the universe that He continually lays out before us, right down to the microscopic forms of life and beauty that scientists are continually discovering. His glory is manifested in us in spectacular ways. The heavens declare His righteousness, and all the people see His glory. Psalms 97:6. John saw the glory of God in his vision of the New Jerusalem. Let's look at Revelation 21, verse 23. Revelation 21:23. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light. Also Revelation 22:5. Revelation 22:5. There shall be no night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord gives God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Both the Father and Son have that same glory. Christ, who is the express image of His Father, has a brilliant countenance that shines like the sun. Let's look at Revelation 1, verses 14 through 16. Revelation 1, verse 14 through 16. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and His eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace, and His voice as the sound of many waters. He had in His right hand 7 stars. Out of His mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and His countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. John described in physical terms the spectacularly powerful spirit beings that he saw. When on Mount Sinai, God's glory was described as a devouring fire. In Exodus 24, verse 17, we won't turn there, it says, "The sight of the glory of the Lord was like a consuming fire on the top of the mountain in the eyes of the children of Israel." And when Moses returned from being in His presence, the skin of his face shone so brightly that they put a veil over it. You can read about that in Exodus 34, verses 29 through 35. God's glory is what He is. When God said, "I am that I am," in Exodus 3, verse 14, He was saying that His true glory is in what He is. The physical manifestations of His glory reflect what He is. And what He does is glorious because of what He is. He is good, as it says in Psalm 106, verse 1. Praise the Lord. O give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Also, He is right. Psalms 119, verse 75. Psalm 119, verse 75 says, "I know, O Lord, that Your judgments are right, that in faithfulness You have afflicted me." He is true. The entirety of Your word is truth, and every one of Your righteous judgments endures forever. Psalm 119, verse 160. He is just. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of Your throne. Mercy and truth go before Your face. Psalm 89, verse 14. God is righteous because everything He says or does is right, true, good, and just. His righteousness sets Him apart from mankind. No human being is righteous like God. As it says in Romans 3:10, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." Everyone has fallen short of the glory of God. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. What sets God apart is His inherent righteousness, His moral purity. God that is holy shall be sanctified in righteousness. Isaiah 5, verse 16. Notice also that God is holy. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at His holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. Psalm 99, verse 9. And He is spirit. God is spirit. John 4, 24. The Holy Spirit is not a third person. It is the very essence, the mind, and nature of God Himself. He is a morally pure spirit being who is set apart by His righteous nature. That is what He meant when He said, "I am that I am." His righteous Holy Spirit sets Him apart. It is His glory. The glory of God is what He is and is manifested in what He does. The Hebrew word kabod, K-A-B-O-D, translated as glory in the Old Testament, according to the New Bible Dictionary, denotes the revelation of God's being, nature, and presence to mankind, sometimes with physical phenomena. The Holy Spirit, which is His divine righteous nature, is also found in Christ. In the New Testament, the Greek word doxa, D-O-X-A, translated as glory, is used to describe the revelation of the character and presence of God in the person and the work of Jesus Christ, who being the brightness of his God's glory and the express image of his person. Hebrews 1 verse 3. When Jesus Christ lived on earth, those who knew him saw the same righteous nature of the Father in him. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1 verse 14. That was because the same Holy Spirit that is the glory of the Father is also the glory in Christ. Let's look at John 14 verse 10. John 14 verse 10. Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. The very essence, mind, and righteous nature of the Father dwell in the Son. They are both holy and both spirit. They are Holy Spirit and have the same righteous nature that sets them apart from mankind. It is their glory. Now let's talk about God's glory in man. God's glory in man. The word holy also implies devotion to a purpose. God has a purpose, and that is to create mankind in his image or likeness, so we can share in his glory for all eternity. As it says in Genesis 1:26, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Although mankind has been created physically in God's image, we have still to be perfected to his spiritual image. We are to become holy. It is written, be you holy, for I am holy. 1 Peter 1:16. And we are to eventually be resurrected to spirit. Let's turn over to 1 Corinthians 15, verses 42 to 45. 1 Corinthians 15, 42 to 45. Beginning in verse 42. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man Adam became a living being, the last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Righteousness can sustain life for all eternity, but unrighteousness cannot possibly be sustained eternally. It will inevitably end in sorrow, death, and destruction. Anything that deviates from God's righteousness is unrighteous. Let's look at Romans 2, 7 through 9. Romans 2, verses 7 through 9. Eternal life to those who by patient continuance in doing good seek for glory, honor, and immortality. But to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish on every soul of man who does evil, of the Jew first and also of the Greek. This makes God's glory more precious than any physical thing of value. Those who seek God's glory will be led to eternal life. When Adam and Eve were beguiled by Satan, who told them that they could become like God by taking upon themselves the authority to judge what is right and wrong, they deviated from God's righteousness and corrupted their nature with unrighteousness. It became a mixture of good and evil. Genesis 3:5. And we have inherited that corrupt human nature. Instead of giving glory to God, man changed the truth of God into a lie and gave glory to animals, stone, and wood. They worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, as it says in Romans 1:25. And in Romans 1:23, it says, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things, because they lost sight of the righteousness which is the glory of God. They became unrighteous. The whole first chapter of Romans shows the depravity to which those who reject God's righteousness can descend. There is a glory of fame and fortune that appeals to the corrupted human nature. It is short-lived and temporary, because, as it says in 1 Peter 1:24, all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and its flower falls away. Even the glory of this so-called great civilization that man has built over the millennia, which is symbolized in the Bible as the city of Babylon, will end in destruction. And Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldeans' pride, will be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. Isaiah 13, verse 19. Because man's civilization was developed in unrighteousness, it cannot possibly last forever. Even by strict obedience to the law, mankind cannot attain the glory of God's righteousness. They followed the letter of the law and could not see the spiritual intent of the law. So let's talk about receiving God's glory. Receiving God's glory. God's glory can be imparted to mankind. We are to be crowned in righteousness, as it says in 2 Timothy 4:8. The only way to receive the glory of God and inherit His promise of eternal life is to have faith in Him, trusting that He is the source of true righteousness and that He alone is right, good, true, and just. Then repent of our own unrighteousness and receive His Spirit, which produces His righteousness in us by transforming the mind so that it becomes like God's. Let's look at Romans 12, verse 2. Romans 12, verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. When believers are baptized, they receive a portion of God's Spirit, as it says in Acts 2:38. Through Christ, the Holy Spirit, which is the essence, mind, and nature of God, is given to those who believe, so they can become like God. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. John 17:22. You'll recognize that because it's read at the Passover every year. When he spoke to his disciples before his death, Christ said he would send them a Comforter, the Holy Spirit, which he also called the Spirit of Truth, and said, "At that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you." John 14:20. The same righteousness, which is God's glory, is in Christ and can also be transferred to you. As the Father dwells in Christ through the Holy Spirit, so does Christ dwell in those who receive the Spirit. Let's turn over to John 17, verses 20 to 22. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. Verse 22, and the glory which you gave me I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. The Holy Spirit makes them one with God. From that small portion of God's Spirit, the same godly characteristics that are the glory of God in both the Father and Christ can be developed in the believer. Those characteristics are the fruit of the Spirit. Through the transformation that takes place over time, as they are led by the Spirit, they come to partake in God's glory. Let's look at 1 Peter 5, verse 10. 1 Peter 5, verse 10. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. With God's Spirit, we become holy, set apart according to God's purpose. Be you holy, for I am holy. 1 Peter 1:16. By bearing the fruit of the Holy Spirit, we bring the glory to God. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. John 15:8. We are living evidence of the existence of God and his magnificent purpose for mankind. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:9. That light is his glory, and we come out of the darkness of this world into the light of that glory. we will be both holy and spirit, being proof of God's glory for the world to see in ages to come. Well, let's see how we glorify God. We are told to give to the Lord the glory due His name. 1 Chronicles 16:9. How do we give the glory to God that He deserves? Rather than seeking the fame and fortune, wealth, power, and status of this world, which is short-lived, we should seek the type of righteousness that sustains eternal life. Eternal life to those who, by patient continuance in doing good, seek for glory, honor, and immortality. Romans 2:7. That is far more valuable than any type of physical wealth. We glorify God by what we become, by having the same mind which should reflect our behavior toward God and toward each other. Through a righteous mind, led by God's Spirit, we live in His righteousness, and what we do and say will glorify God. It is the destiny of humanity to be the express image of Jesus Christ, who is, in turn, the express image of His Father. Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Ephesians 4:13. In that state, we will glorify God with our whole being, mind, body, and spirit. We will give God the glory by worshiping Him. The greatest compliment we can pay God is to reflect His righteous glory. We will give God glory by reflecting His righteousness. Those who seek His righteousness will be filled with it. Eventually, God's plan of salvation will be completed, and His glory shall be shared by all who exist. Our glory will be in what we become. The Holy Spirit is the very essence, mind, and righteous nature of God. With the Holy Spirit, we can share in the richness of His great glory, which is far more precious than any wealth, fame, power, or status that can be attained in this world. Created in God's image, and we shall be crowned in His glory for all eternity.